I am so excited to be here and just to be alive and witness firsthand, to be here for the millennium, you know, and not have to read it. We're so privileged. We all get to be here, you know, alive to see firsthand January 1st, 2000, you know, when, and listen to all those fundamentalist preachers having to do their backpedaling, you know, when when Armageddon doesn't occur, you know. Isn't that going to be great? That's going to kick ass. That's going to be great. We get to see it. You know, because for hundreds of years they've been talking about it. It's in Revelations. It's in the book of Daniel. You know, they've you know, used it for hundreds. And on that day, the book of Daniel says, God is telling us all signs pointing to that day Jesus Christ will descend from heaven on a diamond-studded chariot with chocolates and teddy bears for all the good Christians, and then and the Jew and the Muslim and all the mud people will be hell on earth in a lake of fire and bile and piss, because I'm gonna piss on them. Hey, take that, Jew! And I'll take Christ's hand and go on up that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's not going to happen. Jesus isn't coming back. It's going to be great. You know, it was safe to do, like, you know, in the 50s and 60s. You know, that one was really far away, but it's creeping up. And I can't wait for the excuses, you know, and they're, well, I'll tell you what. Boy, I am just red-faced about this. It's, I'm tickled, I'll tell you what. It's just funny. It's a funny story. Well, the funny thing is, I keep my Bible in the den, okay, where my family congregates and we pray. And apparently about 30 years ago, my youngest got in there, okay, because you know how kids love the Bible. My youngest got in there and had peanut butter on her fingers and just had smudged over the bottom of a 3. So it looked like a 2. So it's my bad. So it's January 1st, 3000. I was off by one millennium, and there will be another 1,000 years of fundraising. God bless it. God bless it. All right. Um,